See? Why can't I say that? Thy die. Thy di. Thy divine.
Amen.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Saturday of the second week of Advent.
So good to see you. Thank you for being on this journey with us. Now, today I'd like to start off with something a little different. We want you to know that we are committed to serving you. And in order for this to work out, we need people who are committed to helping us financially, or else it just doesn't work out. And why do we do what we do? We just don't want to be another noisy channel on YouTube. We don't do this because we feel we're particularly smart or educated. The reason why we serve this way and proclaim the truth in the way that we do is because we feel called. We feel called by Jesus to do this. And so in order to do this, we need help on a monthly basis, financial support. And I know that I've mentioned this before, but I want you to consider something, that when you give to a bigger nonprofit organization, let's say they'd have a big budget of $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, and you give $5 a month, $10 a month, $20, whatever it is, that amount isn't noticeable in a big organization. But I want you to know that when people contribute to us on a monthly basis of $5, $10, or $20 a month, there's an immediate effect, because we're just a small little ministry. We do this in the basement of our house. I do all the editing, the lighting, the sound, and so it really does make a difference. And so if you would consider helping us, because what you're doing is helping us in a mission. You're helping us proclaim the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. So thank you for that consideration. I'll put a link at the end of the video, also in the description, for you to do that. So today we are discussing
many different things. Right off the bat, can I go into
it? Yeah.
Okay, right off the bat, St. Alphonsus talks about Our Lady. And I love how the church traditionally always honors Our Lady on Saturday. And obviously today is a Saturday. And so he speaks about her in his sermons about how when she was a very young girl, even at the age of 3, she consecrated her life to God. And then in this really beautiful descriptive paragraph, talks about their journey to Jerusalem. They set forth from Nazareth, carrying their well-beloved little daughter in turn, for she could not otherwise have undertaken so long a journey as that from Nazareth to Jerusalem, a distance of 80 miles. They were accompanied by a few relatives, but choirs of angels escorted and served the Immaculate Little Virgin, who was about to consecrate herself to the Divine Majesty. I thought that was so beautiful. At the age of 3. We have a 3-year-old. But she wasn't immaculately conceived, so that might be the big difference. The offering Mary made of herself to God was prompt and without delay.
Now, this is the first sentence of St. Alphonsus' sermons, and I think back to when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary with this proposition to be the mother of the Messiah, and her response wasn't typical like my response. Sometimes when I feel God moving upon my heart, I delay, I wait, let me think about it. But with Mary, there is no delay, there is no hesitation. It's an immediate response. And I think that's a great lesson for us to learn, that when God moves upon our hearts, we act promptly so that we don't miss that grace. And I think back to an experience I had years ago before we were married. I don't know if I've ever told you about this, but I was walking in Vancouver with some friends. And we're walking down the sidewalk, and ahead of us, coming towards us, was this man in a wheelchair. And when I saw him, I felt in my heart this unusual prompting. Talk to him, and then ask him if he wants prayer. And I was like, I don't want to do that. This is uncomfortable. What are the people around me going to think? Am I going to be showing off? You know, I was thinking about myself. This guy gets closer and closer, and I could feel this burning in my heart to stop and to pray with him and to talk to him. And I just, as he came up, we parted. The party that I was just parted and let him wheel between us. And at that moment, I had determined, no, I'm not going to do that. And at that moment, he wheeled between me and a friend. My friend looked at me. He looked at the man. He looked at me again. Then he turned around and stopped the man in the wheelchair. As we continued walking, I looked over my shoulder and he was talking to him. And he talked with him a couple minutes, and he ran and caught up with the rest of the group. And I just said, why did you do that? And he said, well, when he was between us, I just felt this prompting in my heart to stop, to talk to him and ask him if he wanted prayer. And I noticed something, that as soon as I said no, God found somebody else. Now, I'm not saying that always happens, but when you feel prompted to do works of charity, act like the Blessed Virgin Mary. Act promptly, so not to miss the grace.
I've never heard that story before. It is true that in the spiritual life, one has to suffer, but as St. Teresa says, when one resolves to suffer, the pain ceases. Nay, the pain themselves turn into joy. My daughter, so the Lord said one day to St. Bridget, the treasure house of my graces seems to be surrounded with thorns, but for him who overcomes the first prickles, all is changed into sweetness.
Have you felt the thorns of the spiritual life? Or just life? You know, yesterday I was talking with some gentlemen, and I shared with them some of my struggles that I was having, and I said, I've never got to the end of the day and thought that it went exactly the way I thought. Nor have I ever got to the end of the day since we've been married, actually, since we've had kids, and thought, that was an easy day. But when we wake up in the morning and we think that God owes us an easy day, and that day doesn't turn out the way we expect, then it actually becomes very difficult. But when we wake up in the morning and we realize we're not owed an easy day, that all is a gift from God, mm-hmm. and that the little thorns are actually opportunities to unite ourselves to Jesus to win great grace for the world, then our day actually becomes easier. Mm-hmm. So when you wake up in the morning, are you expecting an easy day, expecting not to suffer? There's no such thing as an easy spiritual life. Sanctity is found on the cross, not on a couch.
So St. Alphonsus goes into the greatest sorrow of Jesus. And I just thought this was really beautiful because I think I can sort of relate as a mother. Oh, my Father, I am indeed going to clothe myself with human flesh in order to shed my blood for men. But what profit is there in my blood? The greater part of the world will set no value on my blood and will go on offending me, as if I had done nothing for the love of them. He realized that so many people were not going to receive his love, and how much sorrow that brought to his heart. You know, how much ingratitude there is in the world. And I think for me as a mother, like how much I get frustrated, you know, if my kids are showing ingratitude for all the work that I do around here. And
hopefully your husband isn't the same.
You know what? You're good. Appreciation? But you know, I just think that's not even comparable to what Christ did for us. And yet I get offended, you know.
St. Alphonsus continues with this theme and refers to the chalice in Matthew, where Jesus says, Father, if this cup could pass or this chalice could pass, let it pass. Mm-hmm. And he makes the point, what is that chalice?
What chalice? The sight of the contempt with which his love was treated. This made him exclaim again on the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Our Lord revealed to St. Catherine of Siena that this was the abandonment of which he complained, the knowledge, namely, that his Father would have to permit that his passion and his love should be despised by so many men for whom he died.
If you can think about pain in life, one of the greatest pains is when love is not returned. Mm-hmm. But also one of the greatest joys in life is when love is returned. I remember when we got married, mm-hmm. saying those vows to you was one of the happiest moments up to that point in my life. And I was so happy, I cried the whole way through.
It's true.
Those were tears of joy. Because when love is returned, it brings great delight. When love is not returned, it brings great sorrow. We know this in a human experience. How much more the heart of God, whose nature is very love, who has given us his best, his son, who has sacrificed everything. And then we say, no, I do not want your love.
So St. Alphonsus ends up his sermons with a prayer, and I just thought it was quite fitting because sometimes we can just feel so unworthy. Like, we absolutely can do nothing without God's grace, and Jesus has done everything for us by giving his life for us. Eternal Father, I should not have the boldness to appear before thee to implore either pardon or grace, but thy Son has told me that whatever grace I ask of thee in his name, thou wilt grant it to me. If ye shall ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I offer thee therefore the merits of Jesus Christ, and in his name I ask of thee first a general pardon for all my sins. I ask holy perseverance even unto death. I ask of thee above all the gift of thy holy love, that it may make me always live according to thy divine will.
Amen. So friends, thank you for watching today. Remember, if you'd like to be part of our Patreon team, the link is at the end of this video, also in the description. We'd appreciate that consideration. Please pray the rosary along with us right up there. It's the version of our children praying. Comment below. Share with us what stood out to you and why. And we'll see you tomorrow.
If you'd like all our future videos emailed to you upon release, head over to kenandjanelle.com and sign up. And also, please consider joining our Patreon team.
By supporting us monthly, you help us continue our ministry in proclaiming the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Every pledge does make a difference, so thank you for your consideration.